My name is Mara Tudor. I'm in seventh hour, and my topic is the United Nations.
So what was the United Nations?
So the United Nations is still around, and it is an international organization that was founded in 1945 after World War II. And at the beginning, there were only 51 countries, but they were committed to maintaining international peace and security and also developing friendly relations among nations, promoting social progress, better living standards, and basically just human rights. But mainly, its main purpose was to replace the League of Nations after it failed to maintain peace in the world during World War I.
And so, what were some of the achievements?
So, one of the biggest achievements during the Cold War for the United Nations was in 1947, the General Assembly, which is one of the six principal organs of the United Nations. They approved a resolution to partition Palestine and also approving the creation of the State of Israel. And because the Ottoman Empire was defeated in World War I, the British just assumed that they owned Palestine, so this had a major effect on the world at that time.
And so, how was it important to the Cold War?
It was important to the Cold War because it was had a lot of conflict during that. And then the United States and Soviet Union both approved of this decision, making Israel a state. So that was basically the only thing they could agree on during that time. So the United States and the Soviet Union agreeing on that one thing, Israel becoming a state, was probably just like unheard of.
Do you have any final remarks?
Yeah, I do actually. So a huge thing that the United Nations also was involved in was the Korean War. So the Korean War began in 1950 when North Korea, which was supported by the Soviet Union and China, invaded South Korea, which was supported by the UN. So General MacArthur, he was a very important leader of the United Nations forces, drove North Korea across the border, which led to lots of controversy with North Korea. But other than that, overall, the UN was more successful in fields such as decolonization and human rights. They were more successful in that than maintaining peace and security. And yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.